This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What does it cost, my friend? What does it cost to advertise the two candidates running for president that usually dwindle down because libertarians can't figure out how to market themselves well? Two candidates left. How much money is used in advertising to get one of those two candidates elected? All right, then let's do some math here and say, all right, let's get that number. Let's compare it to how much is advertised in terms of dollars to get you to take pharmaceutical drugs, to get you to beg your doctor, ask your doctor if this is right for you. How much money is spent on that every year versus the amount the last two candidates spend so one of them becomes president for a four-year cycle, a four-year term? That's where we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody, to the United States and world of Health Talk Radio, rocking it 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This is the beginning of our broadcast week. So, big money involved. Nobody's under the impression it's a little money. But the question is, how much does it take to convince you to either A, vote for a president, to be, or B, ask your doctor about this famous new drug and make sure you or your kids are on it? That's the number. All right? It's about a 10 to 2 ratio or 5 to 1 ratio. But we've got to make it bigger than that because it's 1 year versus 4 years. Right? Each year versus every 4 years. So let's multiply that number by 4. And we get a, let's say, if I said 5 to 1, 20 to 1. So it's a 20 to 1 gambit here. 20 to 1, the money that's being spent on advertising to get you on drugs versus to get you to vote for particular candidate A or particular candidate B. I know, I'm asking you to do math. I know it's rude of me. It's still the weekend, kiddo. We can't be doing math on the weekend. Well, technically, this is the start of my work week, so you're going to have to join in on the math, the fun with math. The headlines at robertscottbell.com, the leading stories coming from bolandreport.net. Our good buddy Tim Boland, the health freedom advocate, he's a bulldog. Great article by Kent Heckin-Lively, who we've had on this show over the years. Big sale, $9.7 billion for a year of pharma advertising, only $1.8 billion for 4 years of a president. Which, you know, on one level is pretty ridiculous, right? It takes $1.8 billion, nearly $2 billion to run to become the president. Again, if we're not pulling in all of the primaries and the 20 candidates before, so it's probably more than that. But once it's settled and these two are going mano a mano or womano a mano, whatever you call it, almost $10 billion per year for Big Pharma, $1.8 billion for the 4 years of the presidency. Now, the United States of America, where this show typically originates, unless I'm like when I was in Curacao or doing a show from Canada, wherever I am is where the show begins. But right now in America, we are the most drug nation on planet Earth. And it didn't happen by accident. In fact, we have to go back 107 years.
and learn about something I wrote about with Ty Bollinger in Unlock the Power to Heal. Those of you watching on the video feed going through YouTube, you can find that at robertscottbell.com. You can actually see Unlock the Power to Heal over my left shoulder. In that book, we talk about the Flexner Report of 1910, which set the stage for the rise of patent chemical, FDA-approved monopoly medicine in the 20th and now 21st century. And we are still devastated annually due to something called, well, it's called this.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatment. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
Iatrogenicide, leading cause of death. No, not number three. Number two, number one, because it contributes to the number two and number one cause of death. It's cancer, heart disease. Modern medicine, under a monopoly-granted status that can only be granted by a large bureaucratic oligarchy, a federal government that is so far beyond the founding fathers' intention that people don't know where, well, freedom even is. Oh, I'm free to buy any kind of drug I want. You can hear them advertising on the radio, on the TV. I'm free to get any doctor I want as long as they're licensed and monitored by state boards of medicine that, guess what, get most of their money to run their boards by pharmaceutical money. And we have $10 billion a year in pharma advertising in America. Only New Zealand allows direct-to-consumer advertising, convincing you to ask your doctor, is this right for me? Despite the fact that there is no pharmaceutical drug deficiency in any human being in America, or Canada, or in Europe, or in New Zealand, you follow me? Iatrogenicide is the new, well, yeah, we talk about the, what is it called, the national anthem? Right? Oh my gosh, they don't stand for the national anthem. That's horrible. You know what everybody's standing for? The anthem you just heard called Iatrogenicide. Most everybody in America on 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, 20 drugs. No exaggeration. The demise of America will not be due to terrorism. It may be economic in orientation, yes, but it will be due to the fact that we are all on drugs. Not the kind you can get on the street corner, and certainly not cannabis, but the pharmaceutical variety. And it's not just advertising that they're buying. They're buying your senators, your representatives. Number one on the list, Orrin Hatch, Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, the big dietary supplement state. Big Pharma bought him for $310,199. Well, yeah. Guess what? Number three on the list, Paul Ryan, your favorite, humble and lovable, selfie-taking. What is this guy's name? He's the Speaker of the House. Right? Number six, Kevin McCarthy, Republican Majority Leader. They know who to buy. Big Pharma knows who to buy. We talked about this last Thursday on the show with Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA Dragon Slayer. I was talking about the bureaucratic oligarchy, its ability to stifle freedom of speech when it comes to the truth and non-misleading, scientifically validated statements that dietary supplements can prevent, treat, cure, mitigate disease, which they're not allowed to say on any label. People selling them, making them, they cannot tell you the truth about these supplements, even though the FDA Dragon Slayer has beaten the FDA back a world record 8 times now. Pearson versus Shalala on the issue of truthful, non-misleading, scientifically validated and backed claims on selenium, preventing and reversing cancer. The stores, the people selling them, the company are afraid to make mention of any of the science, even though it's validated. Because if the FDA doesn't get you, the FTC will. Violations of freedom of speech, except if you're a drug manufacturer. The state-sanctioned religion in America, it's not Christianity, it's not Judaism, it's not even Islam, for those of you afraid of Islam. It is the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And Big Pharma controls you. They control the vertical and the horizontal during the news. They control Congress. They control the courts. You know, if you get harmed, if your child gets harmed by a vaccine, you can't sue Big Pharma. You have to sue the government. Special unconstitutional kangaroo court. So where do we go from here? Pharmaceutical drug advertising. Some would say, hey, stop the advertising. I'm a freedom of speech guy, so I would say, no, you know, even better would be to allow for the freedom to speak truthfully about dietary supplements, about all things competing with Big Pharma. Other than that, well, maybe you do have to clamp down on Big Pharma's freedom of speech, because their freedom of speech is based on shoddy science, phony science, junk science. But the FDA and the FTC doesn't go after Big Pharma the same way they go after makers of dietary supplements. So, Super Don, what is your solution to this crisis of iatrogenicide as they spend $10 billion a year on advertising, convincing people to say, hey, doc, I need that drug? I can't hear Super Don there. I know he's connected, so you let me know when he's plugged in. There he is.
Hello!
Hello, Super Don. So nice of you to join me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, listen, I would agree with you. I would agree and disagree.
Oh, no.
I'm going to disagree on the concept of clamping down on free speech.
Well, you heard me. I wasn't all gaga about that. I said,
no, I understand,
you know?
But right. But you entertained the idea.
I did. And, I agree. I entertained.
And here's the thing. I mean, you basically gave the solution, and then maybe it was tongue in cheek what you were doing there. But,
a little bit.
Yeah, we don't want to clamp down on free speech. I think that's because we can't clamp down on their free speech and then say, we don't have free speech. You know, free speech is free speech. But you gave the solution, which is level the playing field. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, listen, we don't agree with corruption and fraud. And listen, does that kind of stuff happen on both sides of the issue? Absolutely it does.
Big
so
time, yeah.
Enforce the law. You know, mm-hmm. Be truthful.
Now, Super
Give
Don,
a level playing field for everybody.
It won't be a level playing field, though. But I'm not complaining about that, because what has the dietary supplement industry been able to do despite the clamps on the freedom of speech, right? They still have been growing into a multi-billion dollar industry. It's still a fraction of billions compared to the big pharma industry, which has a monopoly. If you just unshackle the limitations on the freedom of speech for the dietary supplement company, even though they can't buy 60% of all ads on the evening news, they will crush big pharma. Even with fractions of percentage points of dollar amounts paid into advertisers, simply because they will now have to, well, now be able to tell the truth about what those substances do. Right now they are, freedom of speech is prohibited. And because of that, people have to work their aspirins off to discover what these supplements do. And despite that, people are flocking into health food stores and looking to dietary supplements to transform their health for the better. So, Super Don, I'm saying we don't even need a level playing field, except in the freedom of speech realm, knowing that the big pharma realm, having a monopoly, is always going to have the advantage until that monopoly is dismembered, I shall say that. And is Donald Trump the president to do it? I don't know anyone else who might even consider it. So keep sending the message to Trump. Read the article at BolinReport.net and come on down to RobertScottBell.com. We've got a Major League Moment of Done next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we just, Superdoc called me out during the break. Those of you watching on YouTube, you already know. We simulcast the GCN show, which is broadcast up to the satellite, down to our affiliates around the United States, and then we broadcast through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, our British friends. We love you too. Yes, we love you. And, of course, SoundCloud. And GCN is the first place you can get the archive, just so you know, if you want them instantly, right, for folks that just can't wait. I got to hear it again. That's cool. But we also... We have the YouTube now that simulcast when I go, whenever I can go live with the video for you, for your. And Superdon said, "Hey, I think you busted up on that game, the silver hydrosol drinking game on the Robert Scott Bell Show." Which, by the way, we say you can utilize what else? Can they?
Hydrogen
Echo water,
yes.
Echo water with a hydrogen, silver hydrosol. Well, there's some other things. CBD. You can take a shot of CBD. So a number of options you have. And I just had to pour a double, should have poured a triple, because I said Hegelian dialectic. No, I didn't say Hegelian dialectic.
Bureaucratic oligarchy.
Bureaucratic oligarchy.
Lexner Report, 1910.
And Church
of Pharmaceutical
Mysticism. Yes. So, yeah, if you're playing along the silver hydrosol drinking game by our birthday boy from yesterday, Steve Fell, there you go. You can play now. Now, every once in a while, there's science that is just amazing. You just scratch your head and go, who paid for that? And why? Because the revelations are so basic, and they could be yours for free, but somebody paid for it, so it's definitely today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Well, today's moment of duh brought to you by doctors who say, give me some money, I'll do whatever you want. Yes, medical prostitutes. And the fact that the science validates this, like we needed that, it's basically saying that the more lavish the gift to doctors by Big Pharma, who starred in our first segment just a few minutes ago, the more lavish the drug, the benefits, the fringe benefits, the money, the what are we going to give you? How about some really expensive dinners? Maybe we'll send you to Hawaii. The more lavish it is, guess what? The costlier the drugs those same doctors prescribe. This is why it's called a moment of dud. Was anybody under the impression that when Big Pharma throws its money around and says, you know what, I think we can get them to prescribe our $1,000 a pill thing if we take them out to Mickey D's for a 50-cent hamburger. You think that's going to work? No, I don't think anybody was under the impression that
you know,
would work.
You know what? You know what, though, Robert? What? I mean, in the research, and I got to tell you, this particular topic is nothing new. We have been covering research like this for as long as you and I have been working together.
Yes.
This is probably, if I had to just estimate, I'd say this is maybe like the 30th time over the last 12 years that we have covered research like this. And so, honestly, it's almost like this almost is not worthy of a moment of duh. This is almost like a... What the hell are you guys still doing?
WTH?
Yes, right. Because how many times do we have to read a study? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like we keep coming across this research that these people are doing. I mean, where was this? This was in the PLOS-1.
Yes.
You know, which is a major medical journal. Mm-hmm. University, Georgetown University, yada, yada, whatever. They are wasting money at this point.
Yeah.
Because we already know this. How many times do they have to prove the obvious? Mm-hmm. Why don't they take the money that they're spending on this research to discover what we already know and apply it in some meaningful, effective way to stop the damn problem?
Right.
You know, it's like, why do they keep pointing out the obvious instead of doing something about it?
Well, here's what's going to happen. The doctors will say, listen, you don't want me to prescribe the expensive drugs? Just give me some money not to, right? Because they're already used to that. They're Pavlovian in that. Give me the money. Okay, whatever you say. They found 39.1% of prescribers received gifts ranging in value from $7 to $200,000.
Well, see, look, and there's your example, because you were talking about the 50-cent hamburger.
Yeah.
In the research that I have seen over the years, sometimes it doesn't even matter. It could be, here's a Subway sandwich.
It's the
effect of getting something is all it takes for most of these docs.
So the docs say, well, don't call me easy, but you can call me cheap.
I mean, remember when they used to give away, like, pens and pads and, you know, here's a, you know, a Chia Pet or something. You know, I mean, it just didn't matter what it was.
And y'all doctors who are ticked off at me and Super D right now, don't be calling up and saying, we said all doctors are doing this. I didn't say that. They're good docs. We feature those good docs regularly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we'll be hanging out with a bunch of them this coming Friday. The November 3rd episode will be focused on doctors who rock. We got Kelly Gallagher and Tim Ray coming up next hour. Is that right? Yeah.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media. I am fired up. I know some days you walk in on it's afternoon, early afternoon in the East Coast, mornings on the West Coast, and you're like, all right, here we go, broadcast week again, starting early. But, I'm pumped up and excited about not only this week of broadcasting, but just every time I get more outdoor activity. And yesterday I had a great outdoor, I've been on the road for weeks on end, and so it disrupted my outdoor enjoyment, right? I like to work out outdoors. I like to ride my bike, mountain biking through the woods, like you're in the forest. It's rich with oxygen. And so as you can tell, I'm not in oxygen deficit mode, Super D. I'm just raring to go.
Oxygen deficit mode?
Yeah. You know, yeah. you're in the city, you're breathing, you're
first
sucking out
bombo,
these soft
bombogenesis, now oxygen deficit mode.
Yeah, I'm not in that mode right now. Like maybe some NFL football teams realizing how badly they screwed up on their PR. You know, it's entertainment, and people go, you know what? It's more entertaining to watch something else instead of having a bunch of spoiled rich people sit down during the, well, we now know, of course, the national anthem is not what, you know, the bombs bursting in air. It's the drugs that are being advertised, iatrogenicide, into the American people's bodies. Now, if we can move to CBD, eventually we will. But for now, if you're depressed about, for instance, your hero athletes not loving America the way you think they should because of the opportunity that America provides or presents to them, what about those folks that are dealing with PTSD? PTSD. Now, it could be an NFL player with the, you know, they call that the traumatic brain injury, the TBI, the chronic TBI. But the PTSD is kind of a broader situation because it can be brought on through emotional shock and trauma. It's not necessarily just a pound, a head injury. Can be a concussive blow to the body, but the trauma of an event, and that could be emotional. Now, a lot of the controversies surrounding, for instance, sexual abuse even, can bring on PTSD. And, of course, this is big time in the news because of Hollywood, the revelations coming out with the Harvey Weinstein event. How many people has he or people like him, very wealthy people, elitist Hollywood, saying, you want a job, you're going to do what I tell you to do. How endemic is that into the Hollywood system? And it's not just adults manipulating and abusing other adults, or even if they're young adults, but even younger than that. When you get into some really horrific issues like pedophilia, and what's the childhood actors now who's threatening to come out with names on that? Do you remember?
Was he in Corey Feldman?
Corey Feldman. Yeah. And we've hinted at this reality because I know it's true, not from firsthand experience, but from talking to people that are within that realm. When you find out how bad the scams are beyond just sexual harassment like Weinstein, you probably are never going to want to see a Hollywood production again. I mean, this is how bad it goes. And so the PTSD is happening not only from, you know, of course, the battlefield, which we talk about our troops being sent over into unconstitutional incursions around the world, not based on a declaration of war through Congress, but by executive action stimulated into being through the Project for a New American Century, the PNAC Commission report back in the 1990s that said we would need some kind of an event on our shores, tantamount to a Pearl Harbor, to elicit the American people to demand something be done so that we can then go into the areas of oil around the Middle East in particular. Because Americans had tired of war. And now we've been in, for many people born since the Gulf War incursions have been under a state of emergency, if you will, particularly since 9/11, their whole life. They've never not known our troops to be in active engagement somewhere around the globe. And that's PTSD induction, especially if you've been sent over there. So where is this leading? It's leading, believe it or not, back to something that Superdon said. He accused me of doing. Not causing PTSD, but talking about the origin of a lot of it. The gut. The gut, in fact, exacerbating maybe the primary place where this was caused, if not, certainly precipitating the rise of a PTSD that might have been a manageable event in your life that was problematic temporarily, but didn't descend into a chronic state of dysfunction known as post-traumatic stress disorder. Fantastic article here on Medical News Today by Catherine Paddock, Ph.D. It says PTSD linked to changes in gut bacteria. Now, I will say this, that they're not certain, as they develop this hypothesis and start proving it, whether the imbalance within the gut precedes or follows the traumatic event. Am I right in saying that, Super Don? I got through the whole thing, and then at the end of the day, they said, we acknowledge the relationship, but we are not sure the chicken and egg scenario of this equation.
Well, of course. You know, they've always got to put that, you know, at the end of literally every study. And I get the fact that, you know, not all science is 100% conclusive, okay?
Right.
You've got, you know, all kinds of different evidence and data and correlation and anecdotal, yada, yada, whatever. Mm-hmm. But here's my take on it. This almost falls into the same category as our moment of duh. Okay? Where it's like, how many times do we have to see how everything is literally linked to the gut in one way or another? Like you were saying, whether it's something where it originated from, mm-hmm. or if it made you more susceptible or incapable of dealing with it, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is just another example. Now, here's something that I find interesting about this here. This was published in a journal called the Psychosomatic Journal.
Psychosomatic, right? So are you saying because it's in the Psychosomatic Journal that it somehow diminishes the conclusions here? Is that what you're concerned about?
Help me out here because I'm scrambling here because I just noticed this. Now, what is the definition of psychosomatic?
Well, it means that it originates in the mind, right?
You missed it by that much, right? Right. You know, is what we're looking at here because how can you say that it's linked to the gut and then publish it in a journal
psychosomatic. Well, I think now they have to expand psychosomatic to recognize the gut-brain connection or the second brain, as it's been called, honestly.
Right.
You just have to expand it. Whether they've officially expanded it or not, we're going to do that. And, it's fascinating because we talk about immune system. The seat of the immune system is where? In the gut. It's in the gut. And so you have immune response to stress even. Because we talk about stress corrupting now the microbiome. Not just your emotional state, but that state that it involves the microbiome. The billions and trillions, if you will, of bacteria. More bacteria in your gut than you have cells in your body. And you disrupt them in some way, shape, or form. Now, again, with psychosomatic concepts, we're talking body, mind, spirit connection, that the assault doesn't necessarily have to be a physical one. I've talked for years and years, I've lectured for years and years on the gut-brain connection, specifically with physical insult and assault to the gut. Antibiotics, vaccines, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plasticizers, heavy metals. Very real disruption of the gut microbiome. But what about the emotional state, emotional shock and trauma? Again, this is where the chicken and the egg scenario comes into play. We're not sure if it's the cause or the effect, and I believe it can be both at the same time. That you can impact the gut-brain connection by having an emotionally fearful traumatic event that disrupts the microbiome energetically. And that will alter what manifests there, what grows there. Now, you combine that with the fact that in the Western world, we destroy our gut almost from the get-go. When's the earliest phase that you're getting an antibiotic? Typically in childhood, sometimes in infancy. Or if you're born in a hospital in the West, in America particularly, they're going to give you a hepatitis B shot if your parents don't know any better to stop them from doing that insane injection. And that, of course, immediately disrupts the gut microbiome. Manifesting it differently. Now, that could and should, probably will, make you more vulnerable to aberrations in terms of your emotional and mental state. Again, do we know there's a link between the gut and the brain? It's beyond moment of duh at this point. Beyond the moment of duh. So when we disrupt the gut microbiome from any source, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, how you proceed through life in this earth suit is going to differ. How you perceive reality is going to be altered. And that is what we are now on the brink of understanding more deeply, more seriously, as much of medicine goes into how do we correct the microbiome damage. Again, I've been lecturing on this over 20 years because my recovery was about recovering my gut. And of course, that plays to the liver as well. And gut-liver connection, come on, do I have to say that? Really? Gut-brain was interesting for people, but gut-liver. So PTSD now linked to changes in gut bacteria. So the question is, can we recover these people with PTSD by recovering their microbiome? It isn't that the event is shifted or changed. The events still happen that may have triggered it or series of events that triggered it. But it's not the stress, it's how you respond to it. So if we can strengthen the integrity of the gastrointestinal system, restore the microbiome, could we then begin to address those traumas or that one trauma that sets you up for PTSD and look at it differently and outgrow it, get beyond it? Yeah, I believe so. And so when I talk about the Silver Aloe Protocol being the most powerful, most rapid, most empowering way that you can take your health into your own hands, not only preventing you from needing to resort to colostomy bags that the GI doctor cut you to give you, but those subtle things that lead well before it, if we can create that healthy gut microbiome. That's what this is indicating, folks. Read about it. Now, on to the topic of anti-aging, really quickly. People are against aging. I'm not against aging. I would like to age gracefully. Now, you know I'm over a half century in this earth suit, in this body. Some people say, dude, you don't look it, right? That's for you to decide. But I feel pretty darn good, a lot better than when I was less than half this age. Because of the things I did, restoring microbiome, detoxing the liver, cleaning up my body. And these are the things I wrote about with Ty Bollinger in Unlock the Power to Heal, to give you a guidebook back to sanity, rational health that you can do. And only resorting to drugs, toxic drugs, when it's absolutely necessary. Far fewer places than you think. Headline reads, healthy 90-year-olds have the same gut bacteria as 30-year-olds. Oh my gosh. Super Don, could this mean if we restore integrity and maintain integrity of the healthy microbiome, we will age gracefully and maintain vitality and youthful vigor well into what's considered old age?
It would appear that way.
I don't overemphasize stuff for effect or impact. I don't have to. The scientists are catching up. The doctors are catching up, but they don't know how to do what I do. Or what you should know how to do. Or maybe you know because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any percentage portion thereof. We got a lot more healing to go. It's Halloween. What kind of candy are you feeding your kids or are you letting your kids eat?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talk about rocking the health world. We've been doing that since, 1999 on radio. And that's, 18 years now? On radio, rocking the health world like no place else in mainstream media. I mean, we can technically say we're mainstream because we're on mainstream radio stations, talk radio. In addition, now, of course, the growth through the new media, through all the podcasting sites and all now YouTube as well, if you're watching through there. We've been rocking it, and now I've been invited to with other doctors who rock. Coming up in next hour, we're going to talk more in detail about it because I'm really excited about this. Coming up Friday, November 3rd, I think there are still tickets available. If you want to join us at the Doctors Who Rock, I don't know if it's going to be a concert. We're going to find out all the things that are going to happen there. Kelly Gallagher and Tim Ray. Did I say that right, Super D?
Going to join us Kelly Gallagher and Tim Ray. Yeah.
I did. I said it right. They're going to join us talking all about why you want to be at the Doctors Who Rock event. And it's around the ACIM and other things that is going to be very, very exciting. Coming up this week, I got to bring out the tuxedo again, another black tie affair. I think I might even do a black tie this time. So anyway, that's coming up. Yeah.
Black tie.
Black tie. So it is Halloween. The question is, what is in the Halloween candy that some of these kids are going to be getting? All right, this is, I held up for those of you watching on YouTube the candy that my wife ordered that's organic that we can give out for the Halloween trick-or-treaters coming by. And it's so you don't get egged toilet papered, right? So you got to give them something. You guys have creative ways to give stuff, but if they don't like what they get, sometimes they just take it out on you. That's the trick part, right? So, I don't know about this story, but they're saying now with the CBD-infused and THC-infused candy, you got to be extra careful. If your kids go right to sleep and they sleep the next day, somebody might have slipped them the so-called Mickey, as they say, but not in a maybe toxic way. But still, I don't want you to give your kids CBD or THC unknowingly. If it's appropriate medicinally, there are reasons to do that. We've talked about it here as we got a cannabis update for Halloween. But apparently, are people really doing this or spiking them or giving them CBD-infused candy?
You know, here's the thing. From what I've read on this, and there's been a couple of articles that came out about this over the weekend, and there's no, from what I can see, there is no real evidence pointing to this being a problem. But you've got a couple of different examples here. Now, back on the 20th, a Charlotte NBC station made the statement that CBD candies have become a nightmare for state drug enforcement agencies as Halloween draws near. And apparently after pointing out the fact that CBD is not psychoactive like THC, the report warns, but it's known to give users a relaxing feeling. Now, I'm trying to figure out how a relaxed feeling would pose a nightmare for state drug enforcement agencies.
Right. It's like, don't be letting your kids drink chamomile tea this Halloween. They might get a relaxed feeling there, too. It's an interesting dilemma in potentially. Now, the question is, if you've gone into these legal cannabis stores and you buy these treats, these are not treats that you could buy, afford, and send and give away to kids. These are expensive treats for adults, but the CBD variety, as I said and you said, is not going to necessarily make you high. It's not psychoactive in the same way, but it will relax you. And the CBD coming from the hemp plant is not a Schedule I drug. And, in fact, it can be very beneficial for children. We've talked about seizure disorders. I've talked in my own daughter's case about the cramping, monthly cramping. My gosh, is this far better and safer than ibuprofen, nonsteroidals, or the Midols of the world. It's not even close in terms of toxicity. There is none in this regard. So there is legitimate benefit, not detriment, but I am not advocating that anybody sneak CBD candies, however safe they are, into Halloween treats.
And this is, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's just not the right thing to do. Not that we have to really worry about it hurting the kids, but, you know, that's just not a cool thing to do. But again, there's zero evidence that this is taking place, has happened, or will happen. This is just another tactic for the anti-legalization group to try and scare people.
Those of you who want CBD, the safe form, we get it from CB Sciences. Go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. You get a discount if you use the code RSB15, 15% off all of it, anything that you get from them. And I want to thank them for supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. October also happens to be National Depression Awareness Month. We're not depressed here. We want to help you become undepressed if you are depressed with the doctors who rock. Next hour. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.